This is item 491, approve the annual budget of the Portland Development Commission for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2015.
Okay, and Gina, I think you need to call the roll.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. And first I'll call for a motion to consider the changes to the proposed budget as presented in the change memo.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call on considering the changes.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And now I will welcome our chair and our director to describe the changes in the budget.
Good morning. It's still morning by a minute, I think. Thanks for convening as our budget committee today. I'm going to turn this quickly over to Patrick. It won't take him long to walk through the very minor changes that we have been told to make after our May 14th meeting. Before I do, though, I do want to say thank you for all of the courtesies that you have shown me over the last 6 years. This is the sixth budget that I've had the opportunity to work with City Council on. And while we have not always agreed, we've always gotten along and gotten to a good end result. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
So you all have the memo that we submitted to you with regard to our changes. Very few changes. I'm just going to highlight these, and a couple of them are fairly noteworthy. The first one I just want to highlight was a clarification that was provided after our May 14th work session regarding the $20 million in additional dollars for affordable housing in the interstate urban renewal area. We've had subsequent conversations and want to be very clear that all that money will be subject to the set-aside policy. It doesn't in any way suggest what projects it'll go on and those kind of things, and it'll still leave plenty of opportunity for community input on how those dollars are spent. And we kicked that off actually last night with a community meeting, but the dollars are subject to the current set aside policy. And then the second related change is with regard to the $6 million of affordable housing money within the Oregon Convention Center urban renewal area. We had proposed in our budget that money be transferred to the property redevelopment line. That money will be moved into the affordable housing line for the fiscal year 14-15, so that money will count as well towards the set-aside. In a similar fashion, I think we've talked with Commissioner Saltzman's office about coordinating on how those dollars are spent. To see if we can accomplish some mutual objectives around catalytic projects around the convention center area. There's a couple of changes that I won't really go into, but some of it's just balancing out our budget with the city's budget and the dollars that are appearing in the Portland Housing Bureau budget, money that's not going to be spent this year, and we're moving forward to next year. And then the last change, well, I guess the two general fund changes are, one is the addition of $100,000 to our budget from the general fund to fund the three additional Main Street, the kind of startup expenses, the Lentz, Old Town, and MLK Main Street initiatives. And then I think there's a $15,000 adjustment that's moving the expenses related to the city's participation in the C40 program that will go to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. So that's great. The extent of our changes.
All right. Questions for Scott or Patrick on those changes? And then before we take public testimony, are there any proposed amendments that need to be moved and seconded for consideration beyond the changes that have already been described? If not, then I'm going to call for any public testimony. Anyone signed up, let's call on them now, please.
We have one signed up, Crystal Alinsky.
Ms. Alinsky, are you still here? Okay, doesn't look like it. Anyone else? Then we'll close the public hearing on the PDC budget and call for a motion to adopt as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion. Eager. Roll call, please.
Fish?
Mayor, I believe this is the last hearing where we have a chance to thank Scott Andrews for his service. Six budgets, a strategic plan focused on jobs, a wonderful collaborative leadership style, so much time in this building briefing us that at some point many of us wondered if you had a day job. And a tremendous sense of the possibilities of PDC and a deep devotion to the mission of the organization and the task that he took on. I did not know Scott well when I first began to serve on the council and he came in as the new chair, but I've developed enormous respect for his service and his leadership. And he has led PDC through challenging times with grace and with focus and with a smile, and he will be greatly missed. I think you have set the bar very high for future chairs, and I will personally want to thank you, sir, for all that you've done for our city. On the budget, I'm pleased to support it, and I thank Director Quinton for the clarifications and the work done subsequent to our last hearing on a number of issues that were very important to me. Thank you for your good work on that, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
No, Joe, please, no more. That's disruptive. You don't get to vote. We do. No more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry.
Go on, please, Gina.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate the changes made to the budget since our last hearing on this, and just also want to add my thanks to Chair Scott Andrews for 6 years of leadership at the PDC and done a great job. I really, really appreciate the fact that you show up at every check-in. I think you've set a standard now for the future chair of the PDC. But it was something that I know beforehand didn't always happen. We used to meet with staff a lot, but with you, you were always there as well, too, and that really shows a high level of commitment to the job. And I want to say I really appreciate and respect that. So thank you all, and this is a good budget, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Novick?
I'd also like to thank Scott for his service, and the only silver lining is that there'll no longer be this email confusion between Andrew Scott and Scott Andrews, but that's not enough to make up for your departure. Aye.
Fritz?
So remember when the Portland Development Commission and the Portland City Council used to be at odds, and these kinds of hearings would be completely filled with fire and brimstone and gall and doom and destruction? That doesn't happen anymore. And thank you, Scott Andrews, for your leadership over the 6 years, working first with Mayor Adams and now with Mayor Hales, and for Patrick Quinton for your leadership of the Bureau at a time that you've had to make significant cuts in staffing, which is always very painful. I appreciate it very much. Let's thank Tim Crail on my staff, who's my budget analyst, and he wrote much of the long speech that I gave for the city budget. For the talking points for this, he says, "Go team." And I think that that's indicative of how we do work as a team. And I particularly want to thank you for your work over the past year in partnership with me for the Right to Dream 2 rest area and being very noble in helping us look for solutions, which I know you'll continue to do with us. So thank you very much. Aye.
Hales?
Well, Scott, thank you. Your service is amazing. I'm sure you're not done being a volunteer on good things in this community, but maybe at a little less time commitment than this one took. So thank you for your help. And I just want to say, I mean, this, you know, the city's been through some difficult years financially, but so has PDC. And Scott and Patrick have done difficult work of right-sizing or downsizing, however you want to describe it, whatever euphemism you want to use. It was laying people off so that we had the number of workforce to match the numbers in the budget. And that's hard stuff to do, and I appreciate it. They've also been excellent in crafting and shaping and diplomatically explaining and negotiating these changes in the urban renewal system that we've just taken up as a council. And there was a lot of behind-the-scenes work done by both of these gentlemen on behalf of that important change, and I appreciate that good work as well. A lot of good work being done, and again, a lot of successful collaboration with the city. Finally, in addition to thanking them for great work, I want to thank Ed McNamara, who's also here in one of his last weeks on city staff. He volunteered to work two jobs to continue to have his business on nights and weekends and to work for me. He found out that sleep was the casualty in that equation and is going to go back to having one job, but we're going to miss him as well. So thank you, Ed, for all the good work that you've done with PDC and in our office. Aye. Thank you very much. Okay,